Over You, written by Lucy Diamond and read by Sophia Engstrand. It was tight, far too tight. The perfect to die for top that Josie had fallen in love with on first sight was, there was no doubt about it, boob-jammingly, belly-clinchingly, flesh-pinchingly tight. Yet it had definitely said medium on the label. Josie grimaced at her reflection in the changing room mirror. Why did they always have to lie on the labels anyway? Was it just to make you feel bad? Typical. It had seemed the ideal top for a girly night out too, back when she had first spied it on its hanger. It had ticked all of Josie's boxes. Being black, flattering, with a plunging V-neck, minxy, made of floaty, chiffony material, feminine, with tiny shiny beads stitched into the bodice. A bit glam, although a bugger in the washing machine, she guessed. She sucked in her tummy and looked at herself side on. Oh God, even worse. Roll upon roll of flab. The seams were straining. All she needed now was for Trini and Susanna to burst in with a camcorder, laughing hysterically as they mauled her around, grabbing spare bits of flesh. Josie realised she was turning purple and let out her breath hurriedly. She did not want Nell and Lisa to see her in this tomorrow. They would think she had let herself go big time. She hadn't seen them for ages, at least a year, and had been hoping to look good in a seemingly effortless, hasn't Josie done well for herself kind of a way. If she wore this, though, Nell would probably launch into a round of who ate all the pies. The three of them had been flatmates, soulmates, and bestmates back in their 20s, living it up in London together in a succession of grotty, rented flats. It seemed like a lifetime since they'd parted to go their separate ways. Herself into marriage and kids, Nell into travelling and failed romances, Lisa into career glory and the salary premiership. Finding the photo of the three of them tucked away in one of her books had been the prompt for Josie. It was a picture that, what was his name? Dale? Dave? One of Nell's many exes, anyway, had taken one New Year's Eve when they'd all been dressed in their finest, ready to hit the West End for booze and snogging. They had looked so happy with their arms around each other, and damn it, so fresh-faced and young, that a lump had swelled in Josie's throat. She could conjure up even now the singeing smell of Nell's curling tongs as she'd styled everyone's hair that night. Could remember the exact way the floorboards of that dismal Kilburn flat had shuddered to her own Dance Anthems CDs. And she could practically taste the siren red lipstick on her own lips, as if it had been yesterday. It must have been 8 or 9 years ago, though. A reunion was way overdue.